For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Again today, we hear from a couple of the Drug Truth Network reporters.
The Columbia Police Officers Association in Missouri is trying to ensure its paycheck. They are collecting signatures to try and repeal the city's new marijuana ordinance. This ordinance reduces the penalty for possession of an ounce and a quarter of marijuana to a ticket and up to a $250 fine. As an example of why it needs to be repealed is the incident involving the death of Officer Molly Bowden and the wounding of Officer Curtis Brown by a gunman with a record of misdemeanor marijuana possession. They should be hoping this new law would prevent the tragedy from happening again because someone won't fear being sent up the river for possession of a bag of marijuana. But instead, they're going to present the signatures they collected to city council, and if that doesn't work, they say they will try to put it on the ballot. When I first started questioning the drug war, the police would say they were only following orders when the drug war was brought into question. Now when the people have ordered a change in policy, they are raising Cain. It just goes to show you that marijuana prohibition is the cash cow that feeds the drug war. According to the recently released report by Normal, a marijuana arrest costs approximately $10,400. That would be over $7 billion a year in the United States, with a lot of that being the paycheck for the police to bust the kids with a baggie. Like they always say, follow the money. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Can marijuana make you crazy? That's the question people are asking after reading media reports about a study purporting to show a link between marijuana use and psychosis. In reality, there's less here than meets the eye. First, the research relied on responses to a psychological screen consisting of 10 items drawn from a longer symptom checklist, not actual diagnoses. Second, research has shown that this particular screen is not terribly reliable, particularly for measuring psychotic symptoms. Third, the numbers were unimpressive. Non-users averaged 0.64 symptoms. At worst, daily users reportedly averaged 1.95 symptoms. Fourth, the number of symptoms increased over time only for the daily users. All other user groups showed a decline between ages 18 and 25. Finally, three of the symptoms were of paranoia, the feeling that most people can't be trusted, the feeling one's being watched or talked about, and having ideas or beliefs others don't share. Many perfectly sane marijuana users might agree with at least one or two of those. One day marijuana will be legal. We need to know what the real effects are. Poor quality research like this only muddies the meme pool. For the Drug Truth Network, this has been Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Please be sure to join us this next week on Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Mr. K, the Drug Truth Network reporter, along with Rusty White, a man with experience in corrections, sniper on a SWAT team, and dog handler. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.